establish me as an artist in the city. So I want to bring that back as a feature of hip hop in KBOO. There'll be other things too. There'll be classes examining different aspects of history and culture related to hip hop. So yeah, it's in process. It's developing. It's brand new.
So how quickly are we gonna? Can we expect to see some of these things happening?
Later this month. So I have to. Yesterday was my last day as manager. Today is my first day as a contractor. So things are gonna take a little bit of time. But I'm looking at trying to either before I go to bed tonight or during the day tomorrow, I'll have some events actually scheduled. As it stands, I've got March 19th as an opportunity. I'll be subbing on the Soundbox that night. It's a Saturday night from 10 to 12, and I'll be playing some music from the Hip Hop Caravan over the past 3 years. You know, we've recorded and I've gotten music from artists. But I'm also looking at taking the second Saturday of every month and possibly making that the day for the battles. Also, been talking something that's in development is a partnership with Platinum Records and hopefully getting some of the professional turntablists, hip hop DJs to teach some hands-on classes about hip hop turntablism with two turntables and a mixer here at the facility over the next year or so.
So in this new role, what impact are you hoping to have on KBOO and the community at large? You mentioned this was kind of where you got your start as a young MC. So are you hoping to pass the torch a little bit?
Yeah, I'm always looking to expand opportunities and platforms for people who are passionate about hip hop to be able to participate and get exposure and also sharpen their skills amongst other people who are very serious about what they're doing and have fun and learn and just grow as artists. And it's something I feel like as an elder in the community, that's been such a part of the growth of hip hop culture here in this city. It's really my responsibility to contribute that type of thing to the scene. Because you get to a point where as an artist, if you're just focused on self promotion, you actually isolate yourself and you're no longer relevant. And so it's really not just, it in some ways it's strategic, but it's also since I've been an activist for most of my life, it's some that sense of community is just kind of part of how I do what I do. So
the African Hip Hop Caravan will continue?
Yeah, it's growing every year. We I think three more cities are interested in participating in the caravan this year. So we'll be going again, and whether or not I go, definitely other people will be participating and growing opportunities for others to be involved. I'm going to be going to the Trinity International Hip Hop Festival in Hartford, Connecticut. And I've been trying to get in that for years. It's held at the university there. So finally this year, I get to go there with Mama C and some other comrades from the African Hip Hop Caravan. And I'm really kind of look at establishing a network in the United States for artists from the caravan to be able to tour here and balance that cultural exchange that happens on the caravan.
And looking back a little bit, what have you learned during your 2 years as station co-manager about KBOO? I mean, obviously you've been around for a while, but anything that was surprising?
Not necessarily surprising. It's just, being a manager and experiencing KBOO from that perspective is, it's kind of like a jack in the box in the sense that you know what you're getting into, you're familiar with it, but when you crank it open, then this like huge universe pops out, because I'm an artist and I'm even somewhat of a programmer. I can DJ, I can do music, I can do news and public affairs, but to manage all the different aspects of the station are far broader than what we hear when we turn on the radio.
Do you think you're going to approach what you're doing now in terms of the hip-hop community and community outreach differently because of the last 2 years spent as station co-manager?
Well, definitely I have a more hands-on understanding of processes and how things work here that I didn't have when I was just an artist. or just a volunteer who would come into the station using the station as a means to expose my art or as an outlet, and mostly focus on being on the air. So now that I understand some of the processes behind co-sponsorship and what it takes to support events and activity in the community, it's just a deeper understanding. You know, it's more of a balanced perspective.
And how else are you going to be filling your time on a more personal note?
Continuing to develop my art on a personal note, and doing things with my music that I'm, you know, not doing right now and haven't been able to do when I was devoting a certain amount of time on a weekly basis to having a day job as a manager, spending more time with my family, traveling, and just doing everything that I'm excited about in life.
You know, hip-hop is really a global community now. Have you thought about doing something similar to the African hip-hop caravan in other parts of the world?
Yeah, the conversation is actually ongoing and developing. There's a few different strands. There's a desire to have a Latin American hip-hop caravan, and the degree to which I'll participate in facilitating any of that is yet to be seen. The way I look at it right now, I don't have a lot of time, and so it would be something that I would support organizational models from the African hip-hop caravan being shared, and networks and being shared and resources being shared to the best that I can just kind of hand those things to people. But I don't know that I would be able to play a key organizational role in a whole other caravan project. There's also conversations about indigenous and native hip-hop artists from the United States participating in cultural exchange through the caravan because of the similarity of the experience of indigenous peoples globally and how young indigenous people globally are using hip-hop as a very powerful source of expression. So a handful of native artists from the Northwest have already expressed interest in that process, and a handful of the comrades from the caravan have expressed interest in that. So the degree to which that takes shape is something that'll just have to happen over time.
And as far as management of the station, will Monica be taking over fully, or?
Yeah, so Monica is the sole station manager, and what we're going to do, what Kabu is doing now, is the employees, the staff, roughly 12 staff that are here, instead of her having to supervise all 12 people, which isn't necessarily the most constructive model, then the staff is going to break up into organizing teams depending on their departments and their focuses, and there will be some overlap between each team for people who have shared responsibilities. And so there's going to be, I think, staff is going to take on some of the roles that were previously held by the manager.
Anything else we ought to know about?
We've got an event coming up here on the 10th, a Kabu-sponsored event, Fade to Black, to benefit for Jahlil Muta King, who's a political prisoner. And that's going to happen at 7 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center, which is basically the former Red and Black Cafe. Again, that's March 10th at 7 p.m. And the address of that is 400 Southeast 12th Avenue. So that's something coming up real soon here. And I'll make sure that once the battles are set, as far as the time when they'll happen, I get the word out amongst the cable community. So.
Well, we've really enjoyed having you here on Intermittent Wednesdays the past couple of years.
And you're welcome to come back anytime on Wednesday.
I'm sure I'll be back at some point, yeah.
Yeah, and you've brought some really fantastic guests and fantastic perspectives of all ages and all walks of life. So
thanks, Sarah.
We've appreciated it, and we hope you'll come back and see
good
us.
Luck with everything going forward.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for everything you've done over the last couple of years.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Aaron.
And everyone out there, we will join you again next Wednesday with Monica, I assume, or maybe Mike if he's got something breaking that he wants to share with us. In the meantime, everyone have a great evening.
Thanks.
Peace.
Kabu Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Mayoral Candidate Forum on Social Justice, March 10th at 6:30 p.m. at Maranatha Church in Portland. The forum will be a public conversation with leading mayoral candidates about social justice issues in our community. The program will be moderated by Israel Bayer of Street Roots, Joanne Hardesty of the NAACP Portland branch, and Jason Renault of the Mental Health Association of Portland. Again, that's the Mayoral Candidate Forum on Social Justice, Thursday, March 10th at 6:30 p.m. at Maranatha Church, 4222 Northeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Oddville, a new vaudevillian tradition, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Steep and Thorny Way to Heaven in Portland. Oddville, a new vaudevillian tradition, is a brand new variety show style monthly night, taking cues from vaudevillian traditions and narrative comedy. Each month's showcase features a different lineup of performers, bringing together a wide range of artistic disciplines and focusing on polished short pieces from our thriving clown, circus, vaudevillian, and alternative performance communities right here in Portland. Again, that's Oddville, March 13th at 7 p.m. at the Steep and Thorny Way to Heaven, 1464 Southeast 2nd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Fade to Black, a book release event for political prisoner Jalil Muntakam on Thursday, March 10th at 7 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. This political education and community event will promote the recent book release of Escaping the Prison, Fade to Black. Jalil is a political prisoner who organized with the Black Panther Party in the Bay Area and was underground with the Black Liberation Army. He was captured when he was 19 in 1971 and has been locked up ever since. This event will feature local talent and activists including Black Butterfly, Kent Ford, Walida Imarisha, and many more. Again, that's Fade to Black, a book release event for political prisoner Jalil Muntakam on Thursday, March 10th at 7 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th in Portland.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Good evening. For your weather tonight, we're looking at 100% chance of rain and a low of 47. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers, likely high of 59. And then tomorrow night, a 30% chance of rain with a low of 44. So no surprises there. Coming up next, we have Treasures from the KBOO Archives.
I'm Brian DeShazer, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and welcome to From the Vault, the Pacifica Radio Archives weekly program that brings our history out of the vault and onto the radio. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and it had at least two phases. The first was defined by his well-known leadership in the nonviolent civil rights movement aimed at ending discrimination against African Americans and segregation. The second phase was Dr. King's vision to fight an injustice that had no racial divide. Poverty in America. In 1968, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, led by Dr. King, was planning the Poor People's March on Washington, D.C., as part of the War on Poverty. Dr. Martin Luther King made sure that the Poor People's Campaign did not focus just on poor African Americans, but included poverty-stricken people without deference to race, creed, or color. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Asians, Native Americans, and Caucasians, particularly from rural Appalachia, were recruited to join in the campaign. He planned to lobby Congress for an economic bill of rights, which would include affordable housing and a guaranteed annual income for the poor of this country.
Every child, every individual.